The Lord is good. Hallelujah. I feel like I am pregnant with something big, something new. I feel like we're going to be giving birth. Has anyone here ever had a child? Give me the moms in the house. Do you know what it's like when you feel pregnant and you need that pregnancy to come to fruition? We want to give birth to it. That's how I feel. There's something happening in the atmosphere. It's not just for the Transformation Center, but it's for this city. It's for the region. We're going to birth something big, something new, something amazing, something honorable for this city. And we are preparing. We're being prepared. I want you to make sure you come to summer camp. I want you to receive what the Holy Spirit is imparting so that he can fill you up. We need to be filled up like an empty gas tank. For this season requires us to be full of Holy Spirit, to be faithful, to be hopeful. So I'm encouraging you, come out, receive. There is so much that happens during summer camp. And once you come to the first one, you won't want to miss the second one because the Lord just does something so wonderful. Here I am advertising about summer camp. I've been going to summer camp for 20 years, right, Pastor Patty? 20. Wow. Yeah, holy. Oh, holy. This morning when Rose brought that word, I couldn't stop seeing the ark this morning. And I couldn't unsee that dove coming back into Noah's hand as he reached out his hand and the dove came back because there was nowhere to land. There was chaos all around. There were storms all around. And I kept seeing the dove coming home and the Lord reaching out his hand to take us and say, come home. This is all chaos that's going on out here. Every day you wake up, it's bad news and bad news and bad news. But I want you to know that the Lord's reaching out his hand this morning. And he's saying, come to me, all ye labor. Come to me, says the Lord. That is where you'll find your rest. I often find myself scrolling through social media to find some good news, and I find none. I watch the TV to find good news, and I find none. But the Lord showed me this morning, even as Rose brought forth that word of the hand of God reaching out to us and saying, come to me, all ye who labor. I will give you. So our rest is not in the world. Our rest is not in social media. It's not in the songs that we hear. It's not in the news that we watch or read. Our rest is in him. And we can never forget that, no matter where we look, no matter who's speaking, no matter the voices that we're hearing. None of them gives us rest. None of them can change what the Lord is doing. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. It's only me. Jesus didn't diversify in his message to anyone and saying, okay, you can have this if you're that or have this if you're that. He says, it's me. I am the way. I am the only one. Don't come to the Father with Buddha and with all of the other gods because you cannot get to me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And if we go to jail for saying that on the pulpit, we go to jail. Because you cannot stop us from speaking the truth. It's the truth. And our voices are being shut down for telling the truth. Well, the Lord won't allow it. We're going to receive a bigger voice every time the enemy comes against us, opposing us, intimidating us. Our voice grows bigger. Our influence grows wider. Because a persecuted church grows and increases and enlarges and opens up in every place in history. The church has never been able to be shut down. Nobody has ever been able to shut down the Bible. Nobody. The Bible is still the best-selling book of all time. Of all time. And we've got to know that we're on the right side. We're on the winning side. We're on the victorious side. This morning also, after I saw that vision of the dove coming into the hand of God, you had that sign on the board here about, it says the Transformation Center. But what I saw was the Transformers. It clearly said the Transformers. And I took a second look and I thought, God, are you talking about us? Are you talking about Joel's army? The Transformers? Is that who we are? The Transformation Center is a place. It's a noun. But we're the Transformers inside the Transformation Center. You are the Transformers. The Lord is calling each and every one of you to transform your family, to transform your neighborhood, to transform your city, to transform a nation. We are the Transformers of our day. We can't wait for the next generation to do it. The assignment is ours. We are the Transformers. Say it with me. We are the Transformers. Hallelujah. Say it again. There's something anointed about that. We are the Transformers. Imagine the Lord is pointing that out to us this morning about who we are. We are the Transformers. We're in a transforming place to do transformation across the borders of our city. We are the Transformers this morning. Arise, 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 and be the Transformers that the Lord has called you to be. Hallelujah. I'm a Transformer. I'm a Transformer. Hallelujah. A Transformer is someone who's influential. We're influential people. When we talk, people listen. We are influential because the Word of God makes room for us. It's not even my message, but God is so good. I'm a Transformer. Say that. I'm a Transformer. I'm called to be a Transformer. Hallelujah. I have an assignment from the Lord to transform my family, my city, my nation. Hallelujah. Opposition is necessary when you're a transformer. It's necessary. That's what causes us to grow. That's what causes us to increase in faith, is when we have opposition. It's necessary for our growth. So when we're being opposed in every way, say, okay, God's using this to transform me on the inside so I can transform on the outside. This morning, I want to speak to you about the peace of God that passes all understanding. I have needed this. I have needed this word. So first, Pastor Alex, this word was for me. And I'm going to share it with you because this is what the Lord was telling me about. Peace. 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 There's a lot of people here that are going through some transitions. When I go around, you know, and I hug you, I feel things, I hear things, and you think I just love you. But the Lord speaks to me when I hug you, and He tells me things about you, and He loves you. Just like Pastor Alex said, He loves you. But some of you are experiencing some areas of your life where the Lord wants to address, and He's trying to tell us all this morning about His peace. In the area of marriage, the Lord is speaking a peace. there's an area of finances or even someone who needs to move geographically. So you're just moving from one place to another. The Lord speaks peace. That someone who has a family issue, daughter and son, they don't talk to me much. They see me on Father's Day, but I don't know if they truly connect. The Lord is saying, peace. My peace I leave with you this morning. My peace I'm going to give to you this morning. And you're going to work out the issues. I see the marriages. There's some upheaval. There are some things that need to be settled. I see the financial realm that need to be, there's even a change in course. And the Lord speaks peace. Peace. Even people who are transitioning from work to retirement, like I did, because simply I couldn't take it anymore. I'm telling you the truth, I couldn't take it anymore. The Lord speaks peace. Peace. Someone with a health issue this morning. I know who you are, I'm not going to call you out. But your health, it's wavering and you're wondering, God, what is my next step in the area of my health? The Lord says, peace. I'm going to give you peace to get through this. And one of my challenges that happened to me this week, I'm minding my own business, Pastor Alex. And my son reached out to me and he said, Mom, should I marry this girl? And I want you to tell me the truth. Who does that to your parent? All right? I'm going to make a cup of tea. I'm going to have my breakfast. And you come up with this. I need you to tell me the truth. Should I marry this girl? And I'm thinking, but what about my tea? I can't deal with this without my tea. And don't even laugh at me, because some of you can't deal with anything without your coffee. So don't even look at me. I said, Lord, I can't deal with this. This is a hard one, because if I say yes, then it's my word that's going to shift my son's life into however it goes. If I say no, he probably won't speak to me again. And so we're going to shift our relationship for the rest of our lives. Peace. And that question is still here, people. I have not yet sorted this out. I said, can we talk? And I think, you know, my son takes a while to answer because he's very busy. So when I say, can we talk, I can get a couple days. I need to pray about this. I know my heart. But how do you answer that to one of your children? It's not like, Mom, I remember I had the question, Mom, which university should I go to? That was easier than, should I marry this person? I didn't think he'd ask. Why would you ask your mother? I want to go to Philippians 4 this morning, 6-7. And let's talk, because the Lord wants to give us peace. I feel that some of us are in a place where we have to make a decision. It's never an easy place where you have to make a decision. Whether it's in marriage, whether it's in where do I live? Should I give more than I have? Should I take back what I loaned? There are decisions to be made right now on this day. And the Lord says, Philippians 4, 6-7. In the New King James, it says, be anxious for nothing. Did you hear that? That means decisions that other people are asking you to make. It means decisions that you have to make. It means, how will I live my life? How is my life going to look in 5 years? It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. So whatever I'm going through, whatever my question, should I marry? And if I do, where are we going to live? What about income? How will this happen? Be anxious for nothing, but ask, says the Lord. Let your request be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth what? All understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's no amount of wealth on the earth that is greater than this promise, that is greater than what the Lord is telling us right now. Be anxious for nothing. I am who I say I am. Be anxious for nothing. I am the Lord that leads you. Be anxious for nothing. I am the Lord that answers your why and your where and your who questions. Be anxious for nothing, because I have been to the future. As a matter of fact, the Lord, we are living in God's past. He's already been here. He's already seen what's going on in Canada. He walked this road and he's moved on. We live in his past because there's so much more ahead. And he's already gone there. He's already gone into Beatrice's life, Berenice's life. When Berenice is 30, he already knows what her life will be when she's 30. He already knows where she lives when she's 30. He already knows what job she holds when she's 30. He already knows what happens in our life 5 years from now. He's already been there. And so he can confidently say to his people, be anxious for nothing, because I've already been there. We're living in a generation marked with fear, uncertainty, anxiety, and turmoil. And families are under great pressure. I know, I hear from families all the time. How am I supposed to pay the bills? How am I supposed to put my son through school? They're coming for my house. I can't afford the mortgage. There's a pressure that is building in our society that it's causing great pain among married couples, families, singles, everyone you talk to. There's something going on. But we have the answers. We're the transformers. And when we walk into a room, we are the ones that bring peace. Because Jesus Christ gave it to us. I want you to leave here this morning knowing that his peace he gave to us. He says, my peace I leave with you. Can you imagine? Grasp that. He left us peace when he left this earth. My peace I leave with you. And I want to say that to my son. Be anxious for nothing. He kept saying, Mom, I have all these decisions to make. I have decisions to make. I get it. I know. But be anxious about nothing. Be anxious about nothing. I have been here. I have seen it. And I know, says the Lord. And I know, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus did not promise us a life without trouble, but he promised us presence in every trial. When Pastor Patty was leading worship, and I saw that song, and the words were, his presence. His presence. We need to see that on the walls in our home. We need to see it on the refrigerator door. We need to see it on the negative bank account, His presence. We need His presence. So we are anxious about nothing. We are the transformers. We are the people of God. We're the ones who have the answer. We're the ones who make the declarations and decrees. We have great authority in our generation. We are the transformers of our generation. And so we walk in peace. 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 And when everyone else is running around because the sky's falling and everything is happening too fast, we step in and we say, peace. Be anxious for nothing. For even at the worst time in history, when the world was flooded, the Lord reached out His hand and took that dove in unto Himself. And that's what He's doing to us in this hour when Canada looks like it's on fire and it looks like it's burning down. Not so, says the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're anxious for nothing. He has been here and this is His past. He's walked this road and He's telling us, don't be anxious about it. I've been here. I've walked this road. A father and a son. The Lord is talking to me about a father and a son. Relationships between fathers and son have been torn apart. And the Lord says, I'm going to restore, not only in this room, but online, relationship between a father and a son. The Lord says, I saw what happened. I saw how the enemy came in. I saw the enemy move in your family and try to destroy the relationship between father and son. But the Lord says, be anxious for nothing this morning. I have already been here. I saw it happen. The Lord says, bring everything to me. Bring your supplication to me with thanksgiving. Do you want the peace of God to surpass all understanding? Do you want the peace of God in you when your neighbors are running around in chaos and they're looking at you going, what's the matter with her? Why isn't she running around with her head in her hand? Because there's so much chaos. Well, I know the peace of God. He left it with us. My peace I leave with you. In the realm of finances, when we can't make ends meet, when we don't know what we're going to eat, we don't know how much my savings is going to carry me through this month, my peace I leave with you that passes all understanding. And I can make things happen when you have peace, when you rest in me. Was that one of the prophecies this morning? I kept hearing that word, rest in me. Rest in me. Don't worry about all these things. For the world has need of answers, but I am your answer, says the Lord. The peace is not nearly a feeling. The peace of the Lord is a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us peace. The Holy Spirit settles the matter in our heart first. Often before He changes our circumstance, He changes us on the inside. And it's always just amazing to me when I want to run around and try to figure things out. I want to go borrow $20 for Maria or $50 for my friend here, Charlene. And the Holy Spirit he's just quiet. He's quiet. Because He reminds us, but I gave you peace. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to change this. You don't need to put your hand in this pot. That's one of the things I was corrected about many years ago when I was learning how to be a leader. This is our secret. Nobody knows it outside this room. Am I clear? Yes? Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I had trouble with I was always running around, putting my hand in things where I didn't belong. I got into so much trouble. I thought that I was the fixer. I was the fixer-upper. I was going to fix Sister Jane's problem. And I would take money out of my account that I needed to go fix Sister Jane's problem. And I would try and go stay all night with someone because they had a problem. I was always getting my hand involved in what God was doing. And it took me a long time to learn that I am not Holy Spirit in Denise's life or in Joyce's life. Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit all by himself. How many of you like to get your hands in there? I mean, people had to prophesy to me about it. Anne Marie, take your hands off people. Stop. You are not God in their life. But I always thought I could fix it. My life's falling apart, but I'm going to go fix it. How am I going to do that? I had to be corrected by Holy Spirit. Take your hands out of what I'm doing. Take your hands out of what I am transforming in front of you. I don't need your help. That was hard. Because I thought, you need me, God. My pastor called me mini God. Remember our secret now. She said, Emery, you keep walking around like you're mini God. I said, what is this? Don't you ever bring that up again. I could see it brewing, you know? I could see it all brewing. But I used to walk around thinking I could fix everything. God was trying to fix my finances. He was trying to put things in place for me. But I couldn't wait for that. I went to the bank and I got a line of credit. I couldn't wait for him to put things in order for me. I wasn't working in peace. I was working in my flesh. God's trying to fix my finances, but I think it takes too long. So I'm going to go do it myself. God's trying to fix my relationship, but it's taking too long. I got to go do it myself. Where's the peace that passes all understanding? I had to learn by walking through these situations. My peace I give to you, says the Father. I leave it with you. You don't have to go fix everything. I tell you, I got in lots of financial trouble with credit cards trying to fix my problem. I thought if I just had credit, I could fix it. Meanwhile, God's over here working out his miracle, and I'm over here as mini God. Where's the peace? It took me a long time to walk through those situations, but the Lord was teaching me that he gave me peace to walk through my circumstances. He gave me peace so that while he's working things out, I could worship him, I could praise him, and let him be God rather than me God. I see people nodding, so I know you're connecting. Jesus is our peace. And in John 14:27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Jesus says, my peace I give to you. Not Anne Marie's peace, not Anne Marie's way of trying to make peace happen. He says, my peace I give to you. We're the transformers in our generation. And the Lord wants us to know that we walk in peace. And when we step into a room with chaos, it can't come near us because we have this supernatural peace. Do you ever notice that in your life? Chaos is going on and they're wondering why, what's wrong with her, what's wrong with him? Because you have the peace of God in you. And you bring it in the family circumstances. Those Thanksgiving dinners that are a little hard to get through. Don't forget, God has given you peace. Therefore, in Matthew 5, you're a peacemaker. So when you step into any area of chaos, you bring his peace. It was hard to learn. I didn't have to make 5 phone calls and tell all my friends about my problems because the Lord had given me peace. And all we do is make more trouble for ourselves when we don't follow his will and his way. My peace I leave with you, says the Lord. The peace that passes all understanding. It's not an emotional peace. It's not a human peace. It's not a peace based on our circumstances. It's Christ's own peace. The world's peace depends on their money, their health, their relationships, and their circumstances. But God's peace depends on his unchanging character. He's unchanging. I love that about him, that I can't push him over, that I can't change his mind. He stands on his word. He's unchanging. And my peace is based on that revelation of the unchanging God that we serve. So I don't have to worry or fret. I give him my circumstances. I give him my supplication. With thanksgiving. You know, while Jesus' disciples faced persecution, they faced imprisonment, they faced hardship, they experienced supernatural peace when Christ was with them. Do you remember when Jesus was sleeping in the boat? There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's a big storm coming, and the disciples are wondering what is going on. What is going on? The place is falling apart and our Savior and Lord is sleeping. Why isn't he like me? I gotta go call Joyce and tell her, but Joyce, the place is falling apart. Pastor Alex, the place is falling apart. The world's falling apart. Everybody's gotta know the world's falling apart and there's Jesus sleeping. You see the paradox in that? I'm taking a nap. Why should I worry about all these things happening? The disciples had to learn how to walk in peace because Jesus showed them not with a teaching, but with something that was actually happening. This is happening in your life. I'm going to take a nap. Lazarus is dead. Only one day? Well, I'll come back in a while. He teaches his people how to walk in peace by doing it himself. My friend Lazarus is dead. Well, I'm not going to run around and jump up and down about it. I'll come back to you when he's been dead a few days. And everybody's going, what? But there's a storm. There's a storm, Lord. Can't you see? I don't have the money to pay for school. Can't you see? My parents are splitting up. Can't you see? Our health is failing. We run around. But Jesus is the peace. He is peace. And it appears that he's sleeping when we're praying and praying. But God, my son, God, my daughter, where are you? And he appears to be sleeping, but he is the Prince of Peace. So he does not involve himself in our chaos. He's above it. He's above the tornadoes. He's above the storms. And he says, what's going on? Why is everybody jumping around? Is the sky falling? What's going on? And Jesus wakes up out of his sleep. And what does he say to the storm? What does he say to your finance? What does he say to your relationships? Three words. Peace. Be still. The unchanging God we serve is not moved by the chaos that is ensuing by men. The unchanging God we serve is not moved by Bill C-29 or all these bills that have been proposed in this legislation. The Holy Spirit stands above it all. He's been here and he has seen it. And he's saying to his people, my peace I leave with you. So be like me. The storm is upon us. The winds are blowing. The flood is rising. But there was a moment when God said to Moses, what have you got in your hand, Moses? What have you got in your hand? What is it that I have given you? What is it that I have left with you? The peace that God gives us, nobody can buy. Nobody can take from us. It is mine. That peace is mine. So when I walk into circumstances that are overwhelming, that peace in me shuts down the spirit of chaos. We are the peacemakers. Therefore, we're called the children of God. We are the peacemakers. Therefore, people who are coming against us, even our enemies, make peace with us. It says who we are, a royal priesthood and a holy nation. We are the transformers of our generation, and we come in peace. Say that with me. We come in peace. Peace. And this peace passes all understanding. The world didn't give it, and the world can't understand it. The world can't understand it. We owe $100,000. Our house is going to fall apart. We need a car. We needed this. But I'm going to walk into that dealership with the peace that passes all understanding. Because Jesus said, my peace I leave it with you. The transformers in our generation are a peaceful people. We're not here to jump up and down in the chaos. We're here to change it. We're here to be influential. We're here when people's heart skips a beat from what they have seen. I have peace that Jesus gave to me. Stand up, people of God. I had a 7-point message that was just number one. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I really feel the Holy Spirit wants a breakthrough. He wants to break through, and he wants to use his people to take this city to the next level. We're the transformers. I love when he showed me that. The transformers. This is your time. And one of our weapons of warfare is your peace. You didn't buy it. You didn't have to pray 400 days for it. You didn't have to fast for it. Jesus said, I'm giving it to you. And so the transformers that I know walk in peace. They are the peacemakers of their generation. Father God, I pray for this royal priesthood and this holy nation. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus, the Prince of Peace. peace. And today we surrender every fear, every burden, every anxious thought, and every unanswered question into your hand. Oh, hallelujah. Today we surrender every fear, every burden, every anxious thought, and every unanswered question into your hand. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh this morning. Let your peace flood our heart. Let it flood every home. Let it flood every mind. Guard us against fear and discouragement, O God. Teach us to trust you completely, even when we cannot see ahead. We declare that no storm is greater than our Savior. No trial is stronger than your grace. No attack of the enemy can overcome those who are hidden in Christ. And may your peace rule in our hearts and empower us to be witness of your love in a troubled world. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray with thanksgiving and with our supplication, we give it to you. We give you our questions. We give you our fear, our anxiety. And we say, Father, we receive the peace that you have given to us. We receive that peace. Lift up your hand. We receive that peace this morning. We are the peacemakers, and we are known as the children of God. We receive that peace this morning in our finances, in our relationships. We receive that peace, oh God, as you're preparing us for the next step and the next level. We walk in peace, and we speak peace over our brothers and sisters. We thank you, Lord. We are not left out. But you brought us out to take us in. We thank you, Father God, that you are changing our hearts this morning. And we receive that impartation of peace, peace, peace. And we will no longer see our circumstances as overwhelming. For blessed are the peacemakers. We are called the children of God this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a clap this morning. For he's good, he's good, he's good. Hallelujah. Do you see it? The Transformers. The Transformers. We're in a place where we're being transformed. We thank you, Lord. For those who are online this morning, we just ask the Lord to bless your life. We ask him to heal wherever you hurt. We ask him to give you peace that passes all understanding. And we pray this morning you will receive the peace of God, for he has given it to you. And we pray from this moment on, you'll see your circumstances differently. You will pray in a way knowing that the Lord is going to answer, and you rest in him in peace this morning. We bless your family and we bless your life. And we just ask God to do something miraculous for you this week. God bless you for joining us at the Transformation Center. We are a people who are being transformed, and we're called the Transformers. Bless the Lord at all times. We have a prayer team. Let's bring up our prayer team and let's receive from the Lord this morning. He is good. He is good. He is good.